Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Dave, maybe a new therapy will recrown PBJs as a staple of school lunches.
That's a tall order because as many as a quarter of kids with food allergies have a peanut allergy. But freeing those kids of their allergy would improve their lives because it'd take their fear away.
Well, this new product is promising. It's a patch called Viaskin, which delivers small amounts of peanut protein through the skin. In clinical trials, it delivered a high dose of 250 milligrams or a low dose of 100 milligrams randomly to two groups of people aged 4 to 25. A third group got a placebo.
New patches were applied daily, on the arm or between the shoulder blades. After 1 year, researchers tested the participants' tolerance for at least 10 times the amount of peanut protein they could tolerate before the treatment.
46% of the low-dose group and 48% of the high-dose group could tolerate that as compared with 12% of the placebo group. Treatment of kids aged 4 to 11 were significantly more successful than those 12 years or older.
There were no serious reactions to the patches, just some mild skin irritations. That's encouraging, especially for the 10 to 15% of people who cannot tolerate oral immunotherapy treatments available on the market now.
For decades, immunotherapy to treat environmental allergies were practiced, but only in the 1980s did Europeans start using it for food allergies.
Since then, many studies have shown that children could be safely desensitized to food allergens, including milk, eggs, and more recently, peanuts. Maybe one day, school cafeterias will be safe again, no matter what's on the menu.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.